Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Browns are a better football team than they were yesterday. And the NFL has proven time and time again that's the only thing that matters.
You mean on paper they're a better team?
Yeah.
Than they were yesterday?
Yeah.
Will Kareem Hunt play a game for the Cleveland Browns? Are you sure about that?
At some point, yeah.
I don't know about that.
But are they, well, okay, what do you know?
Oh, I know they're obviously weighing a suspension, and that could be, you know, lengthy. And I understand that Kareem Hunt has had a very checkered past when it comes to being out, being around alcohol, being around women. And what? Are we sure he's not going to be around any of those three things over the next course of the next year?
No, I don't know.
So that's why I say on paper. They are, on paper, a better football team.
Well, even
but we know paper is very different from actually on a football
field. Well, have you heard anything? I'm not picking at you. I just don't know.
I think a lot of people are confusing this situation with just one incident. There are three.
Three.
There are three. And John Dorsey only mentioned one of them yesterday.
One in Kansas City. Here at the Nine. Almost said the Nine.
And then one says an Ohio resort.
It was over at Put-in Bay.
Okay, right? So they're calling that a resort.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a vacation destination.
So that would be three incidents, and I'm kind of stunned that that's all we have heard John Dorsey and the Browns and their statement weigh in on was one incident. Because obviously,
well, that's the one that people care about.
Yeah.
Be frank. That's
for
the
sure.
One that,
but
hitting women, hitting a guy, I think to a lot of people, unless there's serious physical damage, I think they just come to expect that from football players. Mm. The one, when it comes to assaulting a woman, that's the one that would stick out to everybody. And my only point is this, is that, yes, on paper, and thank you, they are a better football team. And the NFL has proven time and time and time again. And I argued this 3 weeks ago with you and Jason about signing Kareem Hunt. Because I said, if the NFL clears him, I would sign Kareem Hunt. It's only going to be able to help your football team. And they're a better football team on paper than they were yesterday or 3 weeks ago when we first argued it. And again, the NFL, time and time again, this whole thing about trying to be better people, I know what John Dorsey said right there, and I respect John Dorsey, don't get me wrong, but look, come on. You're not trying to make everybody just better people and that's it. If that was the way it is, you would have much more outreach than what it is. Kareem Hunt's a good football player. You think he can help your team. You drafted the guy, so you wanted him to be on the team.
Yeah, I would just
call it what it is.
I agree with you.
I would
stop paying lip. If I'm the Haslams, if I'm Dorsey, if I'm anybody, I would stop paying lip service at this point to men of character. I know we talked about that a lot for the head coach, but we've also talked about it with players, with draft picks. You know, men of character. It's all really silly because in the end, they don't care about men of character. And by the way, most fans don't either.
Oh, I think they do.
Most fans don't either.
I think they do care.
They want men of talent.
That's so right. That is so right. I think they do care. They just don't because they don't want awkward
situations. They don't prioritize it.
But they don't prioritize it. It's exactly right. They want good guys. They want their teams to be good guys. But if they have to, they're going to sign people who've certainly made tremendous errors in their life and have done bad things. What Kareem Hunt did, and I've heard it all. I heard it all 3 weeks ago when we argued it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what he did. You know, when you watch the video, it's not like it's Ray. Please, let's not. We're not going to go down that road today. You know what you saw. You know what you saw was bad. And the NFL has just proven to you time and time again that the takes of now, the anger and vitriol now, which is 100% warranted. If you don't want to be a football fan anymore, that is your deal. But they have proven it time and time again. When they first do these things, there is backlash, there is anger, there is vitriol, and that all gets drowned out by cheers on Sundays in the fall. That's all there is. That's all there is to it. They signed Reuben Foster in Washington months ago. They found out Reuben Foster, the domestic charges were dropped again. Even though there has to be something nefarious in that past, but hey, you know what? We're going to give him another chance. They love to say things. Well, we want to give a guy another shot. We believe in people. You believe in being a good football team. It's okay to say you believe you're being a good football team. We need to draw a line here. There is a clear distinction, and I hope people need to understand this. There is a clear distinction in the team you root for and the players that play for them. And there are good guys in the NFL, but understand there are also some people who have been very poor in the NFL, who have been very bad people at times in the NFL. So we need to understand this.
If you're willing to understand it,
then I think we can all move on with it.
Well, I don't know how you couldn't understand it. I mean, I don't think people do. They're not bringing in Kareem Hunt to mentor younger players that are coming in out of the draft.
People want to look at other teams. That's not the reason they're bringing them in, Ken. You have a realistic look at it. I think people want to look at other teams and say, my team's better than them for this, that, and this reason. It's not true. You're not. You're all in talent acquisition. Here was a talented player. I think that they know that. I think it's going to be in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 weeks.
Okay.
Free agency.
Will he be credited with time served, or because he was cut, will that not be part of it?
Possibly.
Because he was cut by the Chiefs, so it wasn't as if, you know, no other teams picked him up.
I think they could look at this. I think the NFL will look at this, and if it's 6 to 8 weeks, I think that's standard on their new procedures that went in a couple of years ago. I think the NFL might look at this and go, well, just because the Chiefs cut you, that doesn't mean we have weighed in on our punishment for you. So I think what I imagine it'll be is somewhere in that 6 to 8 week time frame, and he'll be on your roster. And there's plenty of other questions to it, but let's just stick to where it is right now. Do you have a problem with Kareem Hunt being signed by the Cleveland Browns?
I wouldn't say problem. I just don't know that. I don't know that that distraction is going to be worth it. I don't know. Like, is he even going to be allowed to be around the team at training camp and all of that? Is he going to be permitted?
If he's suspended for the first six to eight games, I would say that preseason would be in the cards for him.
Okay.
That he could participate in the preseason. Yeah. Josh Gordon was able to participate in the preseason with the Browns earlier.
Browns fans should know more than almost any other fan base after Manziel and after Josh Gordon. And these are different issues, but some of them are intertwined. One of them, the common link, is going to be going out and drinking. I mean, and drinking to a point where it becomes a problem in your life. Browns fans should know more than any other fan base that, you know, that can be problematic, and they should know the distractions that brings to the football team. And this was a team that was coming in. It was going to be considered one of the more likable teams in the NFL, especially if you love Baker. It's going to be one of the more likable teams in the league and had all this momentum going forward. And now these and people always say there's no distractions. Well, there have been. I mean, we've covered those training camps. We've been around this football team. There have been distractions, and we've had Browns players admit that there were distractions in the locker room. And there have been distractions throughout the week when these guys are faced with certain, let's just say, choices, and they haven't always made the best choices. So the question is this team as positioned right now with a rookie head coach, with a second-year quarterback as a leader of a football team, as one of the youngest teams in the NFL, are they equipped to handle this? And the Cleveland Browns, who have not been equipped to handle any of this over the last 5 years with Josh Gordon and Johnny Manziel.
Oh, I don't know.
Are they equipped to handle this? And right now, I have to say the evidence is probably no, but I guess we're going
to
find out.
I have to ask the person, though. I have to ask the people out there. I need to ask you, do you have a problem with it? Do you have a problem? Would you have made this
move? I would not have made the move. No. I'm not killing them for making the move.
Well, there's a little bit of a distinction, but I would not have done it.
No. I think there are so many other talented guys. There's no doubt Kareem Hunt is as talented as it gets as a running back in the NFL. But as we've also seen this year, I've never seen so many great running backs in the NFL. And that's because of the way the game is. It's because of the way that you spread guys out, the way that the defense is operating at a total disadvantage. So we've seen it with Nick Chubb. Nick Chubb came in and had some of the best rookie numbers we've seen in NFL history.
Mm-hmm.
And now the other thing that I'm surprised people aren't talking about enough, and I've saw people mention Duke Johnson trading Duke. Well, you're not going to do any of that until you find out what the status is of Kareem Hunt, because right now he's on the NFL exempt list. We do not have a status update on that. We still have to wait. He's been interviewed, so they're expecting over the next few weeks we're going to learn what a suspension might look like, the framework of what his probation could be like as far as the NFL is concerned. I wonder what Nick Chubb is thinking today. Every running back, every player, but certainly running backs, with their short shelf life in this league, their careers are shorter than almost any other position. Nick Chubb, are you feeling slighted today, knowing that you might have to split carries and your future contract is going to be based on your numbers, And now they're bringing in a guy who you could argue is better than you. I know competition's supposed to be great. Running backs don't look at it that way. Running backs, especially running backs, care about one thing and one thing only, getting numbers and getting that next contract, because so many of them don't. How does Nick Chubb feel about this addition today?
Probably feels a little bit threatened.
Hell yeah, he does.
Probably feels a little bit threatened.
And how does that work in the locker room?
Well, that's up to them to figure out.
But who are the leaders of this team? Who's going to help them surf through that?
It's going to come down to six. That's who it comes down to. It comes down to Baker Mayfield.
You're asking a lot to put on his shoulders. 23-year-old quarterback.
Yes, it is. I'm not going to go away from what I said 3 weeks ago. I'm very cynical to the NFL. The NFL, again, and I said this right in the open, they've proven time and time again, the only thing that matters is winning. And if they can find a way to wriggle out of something, they will. That's it. And if you call in today and you say you're no longer an NFL fan and this is because of it, which people did yesterday, and people sent emails and all that other, then, you know, that's your deal. And I salute you for it, because it takes some backbone to do that, especially with the team getting better. But we need to draw a line. And so I'm not going to go back on what I said 3 weeks ago and saying that I would have signed him 3 weeks ago, and I had no inclination that they were actually going to do it at some point, or that they were even thinking about it at some point. That's a hand of God right there. But if I said it 3 weeks ago, then obviously when they actually do it, I got to stand by it from then. Because, again, the team is better on paper than where they were yesterday. And that is the only thing that matters in the league. You can have Chris Carter crying on as many commercials as you want to. You can try to send all the right message and do the Give 10 and all the other charity stuff you want to. That's the only thing that matters. And when you look in the history of the league, just look across the playoffs. Look across the playoffs. Look at the Super Bowl guys who have nefarious pasts. Look across the playoffs of what happened in Kansas City. John Dorsey drafts Kareem Hunt in the third round. He also drafted Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill pushed a woman down the steps who was pregnant. There's no video of that. He admitted to that. Do they turn around every time Tyreek Hill scores a touchdown? No, they cheer. So we got to remember this. And this is absolutely true. And it's not a condoning of it, because it is sad that what we say today will be overshadowed and drowned out by the cheers on Sunday. Or if they can't handle this, just like you said, this is your warning, Anthony. I'm going to give you credit. If they can't handle this, then everything we say, we just say it even louder. Because this is a decision where we're going to be good, we're going to be better at all costs, and the distraction will work itself out.
Okay,
that's what they're saying to you.
I agree with everything you just said.
Okay.
I'm thinking of all the fans that come over from the Muni lot and the pit and our tailgate and head on down there, and those were all of our fans that were our listeners that were at Fan Bowl, and I think they're going to love every yard that this dude gets, and they should. He's on your football team. That's how it works. And guys will draft him in fantasy football leagues, and people will bet on the Browns. And so, of course, they're going to cheer this guy. But I want to talk to people who are maybe not as represented in some of those things I'm talking about. How do the women feel today? I saw Fox 8 just had talked to a domestic violence victim, okay, a survivor. And obviously she was apoplectic. I want to hear from women. We get guys' calls all the time. I know where most guys are going to stand on this. How do women who are Browns fans feel about this? Can you cheer? Will your cheers drown out any of the negativity about Kareem Hunt? I want to hear from you today.
I'll get to the phones. We got some dudes on the line here. 216-578-0092. Jim, and of course we do have John Dorsey audio, but I want to hear from the people first. Jim and Eastlake, you're first up on the Fan.
Hey, guys. Good morning. I just wanted to say that, I mean, Dorsey hasn't been here this whole time, obviously, and I'm tired of it. I'm tired of Josh Gordon. I'm tired of Manziel, and now I got to go through the Hunt thing. I'm just tired of it. And yes, he does have talent. But all the same, I'm just tired.
Jim, stay with me, because you're seeing here, though, this is the example. What is important in the NFL? Us as fans, now you're tired of Josh Gordon, you're tired of Johnny. Those are two guys, they didn't want to play NFL football. To them, and this, hey, don't yell at me. This is a guy who obviously wants to play NFL football.
Well, I mean,
that's what's important to them.
I mean, well, that's because he got caught.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, he's very sorry, and he wants to play football because he got caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we're just going to be, there's going to be questions. I think it's going to be a distraction. The Browns aren't really great at distractions. as you guys have documented. Well, but, I mean, it's just – I'm tired.
Yeah, when we bring up the – and, Jim, thank you for the call because obviously you're frustrated. When we're talking about Johnny and Josh, they didn't want to play in the – they liked what the NFL gave them. They didn't want to play football. To John Dorsey, he feels that this is going to be ultimately low risk, which I don't agree with that because there is a PR hit that you're taking here. But there's also going to be a guy that you believe wants to play football. And what Jim says is true. He got kicked out of the league. He didn't have a place to go. We were wondering if he was going to play football again, whether or not the NFL was going to make an example out of him. Now he's given this opportunity. It's up to him to take it and run with it. I'm not even trying to make a bad pun. If he's going to take it and go with this thing, or if things are just going to go to hell again. And if they go to hell again, now you're making people's favorite football team look bad in your own home area. So you need to be cognizant of that. And with what's gone on with the family recently, obviously with the father, there's going to be some people go, you're going to bring him back home and you think that's the best place for him? There's questions that you need to answer if you're the Cleveland Browns.
I want to get to that. I want to get to that when we return.
And there's not just one press conference. You got to keep answering that question. For that question. 216-578-0092. We'll answer some of these when we come back. Lyman, you just mentioned it about him coming home. John Dorsey was asked a little bit about that. We'll hear from him coming up next. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima, Live on the Fan. We have a poll up on Facebook. Go vote for it. 92.3 The Fan on Facebook. Was signing Kareem Hunt the right move for the Cleveland Browns? A lot of people weighing in.
Saw Ross Tucker put out a kind of a funny poll last night, which is a lot of the things that we have talked about. It's kind of been a theme of this show.
Yes.
When it comes to fans being hypocrites. And I don't think any fan base in the country would have a different point of view on this. So he said, what percentage of Browns fans, or any team for that matter, will support their team signing Kareem Hunt, but would heavily criticize any other team for doing the same?
Every single
one. 62%, pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
And I think it's even higher.
In pro sports, this is some of the fun of pro sports. Not fun, but beauty of pro sports. You can think it's even sick as well. It's okay to be hypocritical as long as we're honest about it. Does that make sense to you, Anthony? Like, it's okay to say, like, I would kill the Steelers for doing this or whatever, but be honest about it. So it's your providence because the NFL has told you time and time again it's the best team. Also, let's just put this out there. Some people are going to call in today and they're going to say domestic violence, domestic assault, things like that. I'm not going to sit there and correct every single one of them because we got to get some things done today. So I know that this was an assault.
Yeah, because lines have been blurred.
They weren't together. Mm. So we got a lot of Doug Llewellyns out there on Twitter telling everybody about, well, this isn't domestic violence.
There still is a victim.
Yeah, okay. We got it, F. Lee Bailey.
We saw a video. There is a girl who is a victim. Yes. She's 19 years old at the time, and she got punted in a lobby of a hotel, of which she went back with an NFL football player.
Okay. Thank you.
I don't know why the distinction is that important to some people.
216-578-0092. Real quick, you wanted to talk about him being back in Cleveland.
Okay, so
Kareem Hunt.
This is an interesting one that I don't have the answer to. I don't think any of us. None of us can predict how the future of Kareem Hunt will go. I will tell you that people with these types of issues when it comes to alcohol, anger management, those that he's admitted to, some of it I think forcibly by the NFL, those that have to undergo that type of treatment, you know, there is a high recidivism rate. Guys go back and they have the same issues. There's certainly, we've seen that in society. We've certainly seen it in sports. Coming home, I'm particularly concerned about because, first of all, not that it's that germane. Yeah, I go out a lot. I've seen Kareem Hunt out a lot. Okay, in the past, not after all this happened, but I saw him out. He does go out. So do I.
Yeah.
So do a lot of guys. Saw Johnny Manziel out a lot. Saw Josh Gordon out a lot.
I know.
Back in the day. Okay.
Well, I know that not everybody else knows.
Sure.
Sorry.
This is a guy that likes the nightlife. So do I. So do a lot of people. There's a reason those clubs make a lot of money. He's going to be right back here. He's going to be right back in Cleveland. Is his support group, is his support system, and the Browns, are they all strong enough to make sure that he doesn't lapse back into that lifestyle? Because it's pretty clear he cannot handle that lifestyle. He cannot handle going out, drinking, and partying. He can't handle it. So we're talking about a multimillionaire, guy who's made pretty good money in the NFL. Maybe not multimillionaire. Where was he drafted again?
Third round.
So I don't know how much guaranteed money he got. But
not a ton.
He's got money. He's got more than the average Joe.
Yeah.
Is he going to be able to resist temptation? And these are things that, you know, John Dorsey can say until he's blue in the face. Well, I talked to him, and he assured me. Okay, great. I'm sure Johnny Manziel assured a lot of people. I'm sure Josh Gordon assured just about everybody in the NFL and the Haslams. That is what I'm particularly concerned about in this case, is that he's going to be coming back. And then, if he lapses, who's he taking with him? Who's he hanging out with?
There's a possibility there.
And this is where people who say there's no risk, I've told you there's time and time again about Josh Gordon, and I told you about Manziel. Who did we see Manziel hanging out with? Other guys, other Browns players. Who is he missing curfews with? Who is he missing plane, you know, flights with?
Well, there's a risk.
There is a risk. I can't believe anybody could say there's no risk.
I want to tell you what I heard, but I want to get to John Dorsey yesterday. He says that he believes Hunt will be a better man in the future. Here you go.
We've done our extensive research, and at the end of the day, in terms of doing our research, we came away that the act was egregious. He is extremely remorseful for that. Moving forward, if a person wants to better themselves moving forward and be a better person, I'm willing to give them a chance in terms of doing all the deep research I've done. I still believe that he will be a better man today than he was yesterday.
Listen, I would hope that he will be. I absolutely hope. What he's done is ridiculous and sick. However, I can't guarantee he's just going to learn his lesson and that's going to be the end of it, especially being back home. There is a chance that hubris can get you again. And so I would hope that obviously there's a mistake, there's a lesson learned from a terrible mistake and a horrible thing that he did. I hope that there's a lesson learned. I can't guarantee that. It's the same thing you just said. And I don't think that you can go on and say, well, I don't know that he will be a better man. You don't know. We don't know that. You don't know that. So it has to be, is it worth the risk to you? And I still break it down to, you can say whatever you want to about I believe in second chances and I believe in young people and all this, that, and the other. How you believe in winning? And you think that this guy can help out. I got text last night. Oh, Kenny, you ought to see him. He's with his family now. Everything's good. Everything's great. Obviously, you're trying to get back in the NFL.
Right, he's doing whatever it
takes. You're trying to get your life back on track.
Josh Gordon was able to do that.
Yes.
Josh Gordon got reinstated four times.
When you're trying to show people that you're remorseful for something terrible that you've done, yes, you're going to be on your best behavior. That's not an issue. What my issue is, and I can't see the crystal ball, is that how is he going to react if things are good? It's going to be something that you're always probably going to have to monitor, or for at least as long as he's a good running back and you can use him. Again, I would have signed him 3 years ago or 3 weeks ago, and we argued it then, and I would obviously sign him now, and I would sign him, so I'm okay with the deal.
Well, you said if he was cleared by the league.
If he was cleared by the league.
And so we're still surfing
through. And we're still waiting.
That.
So if he's out 6 to 8 weeks of the regular season with the league, fine. The league deems it okay, then go right on ahead. Because I'm not going to sit here and act like my favorite football team is better or has a higher moral compass than all the rest. I'm sorry. That's not true. There's no Easter Bunny, and there's no situation where your team is better than the other ones.
You,
it's just not going to happen.
Would you draw a line going forward, or would you take all guys who have done anything? Like, are we basically saying the Browns are going to be the safe haven for all of these players? Are you cool with that? Or do you think there is a line there? There's a locker room component to this, and eventually a PR component as well. Is there a place that you won't go? Or are you saying, Ken Carman, I'll take all the talent in the world no matter what?
If the NFL deems them to be okay to play in the NFL, if they are cleared by the NFL to eventually play, and I can reap some reward from that, yes, I have to be honest.
You'll take all of them. So you don't think there's ever a point where this can hurt you?
I think there's a case-by-case basis, but do I really want to explore that right now? Do I really want to go case-by-case
and say,
this is bad, but that's okay, and this is bad, and that's okay?
I mean,
I don't think I really want to go down that
road. People are asking about Jeffrey Simmons, and he punched a woman, and he's coming out in the draft, and he's mm-hmm. a fantastic pass rusher. Are you taking him? Are we going to put him
there's
all?
There's a possibility. What, the kid from Mississippi State?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a possibility you already could take that kid. According to what? Tony Pauline? He says it's a done deal for some odd reason. So, yeah, there's a possibility you could take guys like that. Last year you took Antonio Callaway, which that was, and people go, well, that was just sweet. That was credit card fraud. Mm-hmm. That was back in October before the draft. It wasn't like that was boys being boys. That was months before the draft. And then he failed a test at the combine, and they still took him, and we still cheered his touchdowns. And Antonio Callaway, yes, you probably should be worried about who Antonio Callaway is hanging out with during the offseason. A lot of idle time for those hands. So I think we have to do this with everybody. But bottom line is, if they help you win, and Antonio Callaway certainly helped you win last year, you're going to cheer for him. Maybe it's too cynical. I'm just trying to be realistic about it. If I'm being overly realistic or if I'm being unfair to myself and unfair to society, please tell me.
No, I just think you got to be careful if you're the Browns. There's so much at stake right now.
You got to be careful if you're every NFL team.
No, no, but especially the Browns in this scenario because you have a chance to do something. You have a chance to accomplish great things. You have a chance to do something this team and the city has not seen in football in years. Mm-hmm. And so the more guys you bring into the locker room, the more potential distractions you bring in. You're dealing with a young quarterback and a first-year head coach. Do we know Freddie Kitchens can handle any of this? Are we just assuming he can because we liked him and we like some plays that he called at the end of the year?
Can't do it.
Like, do we know? Nope. Is he the leader that Andy Reid is? I have no idea.
No idea.
And so this is the gamble. John Dorsey is just assuming that he's got Andy Reid as his head coach and that this organization is stable enough to handle situations like these. And right now, I'm here to tell you, I have no idea if that's the case.
That's where the trust gets brought in. And can I say I trust it? It's been too soon. I can't trust yet. 216-578-0092. All you guys coming up next. Promise. It's Ken Carmen and Anthony Lyman live on The Fan. Real quick, before we take calls, you had mentioned the distraction and how it could be a problem. And maybe it is a lot to put on a second-year quarterback and with a brand-new head coach. What were our expectations without Kareem Hunt? Was it playoffs?
Yeah.
You expect playoffs?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
With Kareem Hunt, I think you would still expect playoffs. How much does that change? Are we if he's suspended 6 to 8 weeks, right, you're going to have a big chunk of the season. He's not going to be a part of the storyline because he's not going to be allowed in the building. So if he's not allowed in the building, he's not part of the storyline. If your season goes to hell before that, I can't put that on Kareem Hunt. That's a smaller piece as time goes on because you're actually playing games. So you're still going to have the wherewithal to get over it. I think that you're right that, it can cause some problems here, especially if he doesn't perform and then or he gets into trouble again and guys have to answer for him because he wouldn't be around. But overall, if my expectations before Kareem Hunt were the playoffs, my expectations now with Kareem Hunt, maybe still playoffs. I don't think it gets you to the Super Bowl. I don't think you can say that right off the rip. So if that were to be the way, which I think that's it, how much of a distraction does he really cause?
Going into training camp, though. So this is weird. So he's not allowed in the building during the season, during the
once you suspension. If you have an NFL suspension, you're not allowed in the building.
But he's there the entirety of training camp?
As far as I know,
very bizarre to me that the NFL would allow that. You're either with your team or you're not with your team.
Again, that's why we shouldn't be putting our moral compass with the NFL in any case, really.
Sure. Again, how I will explain it is you're bringing somebody from the outside in who also happens to be from here, who's also had a huge, horrific incident that everybody has seen. You're going to be a target, by the way. I can't explain this enough. Athletes already are targets. I wish all the stuff that happens with athletes could come to light just so you guys could understand what people do to target athletes, not just in this town, but every town. Not everybody loves the athletes. Trust me when I tell you that. What I mean, people trying to take advantage of them in certain circumstances. Well, now, who's got a bigger target on their back than Kareem Hunt, knowing his background? Guys try to start things, women, all that stuff happens all the time with athletes as it is, and Kareem Hunt has to now deal with that. And then, is he hanging out with players on a team? Is he hanging out with guys in a locker room? You're welcoming a guy in your locker room and understanding that you are bringing people together. And are they going to rub off on him, or is he going to rub off on them? These are things that you don't know how that dynamic is going to play out until you actually see it.
Usually we do Would You Rather here. We'll wait an hour because obviously Kareem Hunt signing with the Cleveland Browns. This is a big issue, and we welcome in Julie to talk about it. Julie, you're next up in The Fan.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me this morning. I appreciate it.
Glad to
have you. I want to say that, I am holding out. I have my reservations on Kareem Hunt. However, I do believe that, you know, he's a young man that made a mistake. Actually, three of them now, I guess.
Well, we don't know. To be clear, those other two are just considered incidents with allegations. It's not like criminally he is on the hook for any of that. I don't know if John Dorsey investigated that. He didn't bring any of that up specifically. But go ahead, Julie. Sorry to cut you off.
No, that's fine. And with that being said, I think he better be on a short leash. I think he better be an outstanding citizen of Cleveland and the Browns. And, we can't play, you know, the role that we've played. The Browns can't play the role that they played in the past. And just keep giving and giving. These guys have to understand at some point and be responsible and accountable. And, you know, people change. I know you guys made a point that, hey, sometimes if you get in this aspect of, you know, you're drinking, your demeanor changes, now you're angry, you're lashing out. Women, men, it doesn't matter. That's unacceptable. But I would say that, you know, everybody deserves a second chance. He's 23 years old. Certainly we did things when we were young. But I would definitely be on a short leash, see if he, you know, has a different mindset and go from there. But as far as rooting for the Browns, it won't stop me from rooting for the Browns. All he right. may not be my favorite player.
Well, that's the big one, Julian. Thank you very much for the call. That's the big one. Because there will be people who say, well, I'm not a Browns fan anymore. I
don't believe most of those
people.
I think
there's a difference between now and what would happen in the middle of the football season if he scores a touchdown.
I also have to say that I want people to be clear here. Ken and I, neither of us, are advocating that this guy doesn't have the right to have a second career here, doesn't have the right to be reformed, rehabilitated, and play football again. Neither of us are saying that the NFL should just suspend him for the rest of his career. I didn't say it for Ray Rice. I didn't say it for any of these guys that have had their issues. Maybe if there are acts that are so egregious that you should have your football eligibility denied for a lifetime, but I haven't seen a lot of those, and I am all for guys getting second chances and sometimes third and, yes, even fourth. So neither of us today are saying that.
That's we love second chances.
This country, we have to understand that there need to be chances. The question is whether it makes sense for the Browns right now in 2019.
Well, there's also – I will say this. Second chances are second chances. The question to deserve, does he deserve? I can't say he deserves a second chance. I haven't been in there. If they feel he deserves a second chance, that's all well and good. He makes the football team better on paper this morning.
Yeah, Dorsey said he looked him in his eyes, and he says he's remorseful. I think 100% of guys come off remorseful after they get caught. The question is, what is Kareem Hunt when he's alone and no one's around him? I have no idea, and none of us know. And who knows? Maybe even Kareem Hunt doesn't know.
Let's get to Glenn in Cleveland. Glenn, you're next up in the Fan.
Thanks for taking my call this morning, fellas. I completely agree with you. I don't have a problem with him. I don't have a problem with him getting a job anywhere in the NFL. Because the whole thing is, everything is reactive. Just they react to everything. Dev said the difference between the assault and the domestic violence and all that. I've heard that one since all this got started. But if this incident happened and it was a man, would we be having any of this conversation?
No.
And also, the NFL judge, jury, and executioner, when the judicial legal system, if they say there's nothing there, they recanted, whatever, case dismissed, case closed, there's nothing on your legal file for it. But it's a no, we don't care what the legal system said, we're going to try this on our own court.
That's really the interesting one here, Glenn, and this is where the court of public opinion gets brought in. Thank you very much for the call, because Dorsey was asked about all this. There were no charges for this incident brought, correct? No charges against Kareem Hunt brought for this incident. So at first it was alleged, then the TMZ video got out. And give me Dorsey 9 here, because he was asked about reaching out to domestic violence victims because they said they did a thorough search. He said he did not talk to the person here. But obviously people who have looked at this falls under the umbrella to everybody. This is a man hitting a woman. So even though in this instance this is not domestic violence, domestic assault, this is an assault, but it still would fall under that umbrella where you have a man hitting a woman again, high profile, it's in there. John Dorsey was asked about that. Here's what he had to say.
Back in Kansas City, when I was in Kansas City, I have talked to those types of organizations that you said. I have not here, but I will hear moving forward.
So for him, it's a delicate situation. I implore people, stop looking at the NFL as this is some sort of a moral compass. Where when Charles Barkley said it years ago about not being a role model, they're not role models. They're not role models. People love to pretend because most people are good people. Most people don't make big-time mistakes like hitting women or some of the other things that we've seen in the NFL. Most men don't do that. And they love to believe that their favorite team doesn't do that. You're no more special than anybody else in the NFL. Every team wants to win. And this move just proves it. Yeah, there was no, well, we don't win a lot of games, but at least we do it right. No, no, you don't do that. This is what the league is. And I knew that the league would eventually lead him back in. I thought for a moment when it first happened, they could make him a cautionary tale. They didn't do that. As time went on, you look like more and more that he will be reinstated at some point. And I said, the NFL's going to let him back in. I have another weapon on offense that I can use.
Yeah,
we can get into the Chubb-Duke thing eventually here. You got 4 hours, but I knew it was another weapon they could use.
I know Dorsey keeps talking about, or did yesterday in that media availability. I talked to him. I talked to Kareem Hunt. I talked to him. Okay, well, so did the Chiefs, and he lied to them. And then he did the interview at the end of the year with Lisa Salters, and it did not go well for him. I mean, the PR was pretty much just as bad. He really didn't show any remorse for the victim in that interview, in my opinion, and the opinion of many others. So you talking to him, okay, John, I get it. You drafted him. You drafted him, so you know you want to feel validated, and now you're going to take another chance at him. And, of course, if he screws up again, he'll just be out of the league, and then John Dorsey will wash his hands with this. It won't be a deal with him at all. I just don't know how Dorsey can get up there and just say, well, I talked to him, and I'm convinced. Well, you know what? There are a lot of people that are not convinced. And the interview that he gave with Lisa Salters in December at the end of the year, which was supposed to be that recuperation of his entire persona, it didn't go well. I mean, there were people that watched that and said he didn't show any remorse.
7:45. There will be a difference of opinion there because I thought that there were times where he really did in that interview.
I didn't think he came off good at all
in that
interview.
I said that
the day of.
I didn't think there was a
so
way
that's
there,
before he was a Cleveland Brown.
Understood. I didn't think there was a way he could come off well in that interview. I didn't think there was a way at all. But I did think that he felt sorry about the situation. Yeah, kind of from a football team that he was on. He's out of the NFL. So, again, it's easy to say now, well, he's learned his lesson. I don't know if he's learned his lesson yet. When you're in prison, it's easy to say, I've learned my lesson. That's the entire point of the parole system of whether or not you can be trusted on the outside. And the question here for the Browns, whether or not you can be trusted to play for your favorite football team. 216-578-0092, 7:45, would you rather? We got the dangerous one at 8:20. He's had some strong opinions on this. We're a little bit more from John Dorsey coming up. More of your calls coming up. And you better have some thick skin because the conversation on the Browns took a drastic turn yesterday.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.